This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our first guest is Dr. Brent Wallace, otherwise known as Dr. B. You probably hear him a lot on the Tommy Tucker Show. He visits with Tommy, twice a week, huh? Sometimes.
It feels like it, yeah.
Feels like every day, right?
At least a couple of times a week.
And we've had the opportunity to talk to Dr. B. Let me just first say congratulations. This is a beautiful facility, just like all the others. They're very well done, very well appointed, very receptive, and people will feel good just walking in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And I'm so glad you're here again, you know, on this journey with us. Like you said, we've done quite a few of these this year, and we've got more to come. But we're very excited about this Lafayette opening.
So what when y'all looked at the Lafayette market, every market presents a lot of different things, right? What did y'all see here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was very important to me to continue kind of identifying communities that need healthcare, and they need healthcare quickly. And so my brother actually lived in Lafayette for quite a long time, and so we had conversations about, you know, what is needed for this community, and that's really why Lafayette came up. So we started looking for a location that would be centrally located for people to find us, but also kind of easy to get in and out. If you've ever been in Lafayette, there's a lot of traffic here.
Oh, yeah.
And so we wanted to find a place where it's real easy for people to just pull up, walk right in the door. No parking problems, no major traffic to get here.
Well, you hit the mark on that one. And one thing about Lafayette, if you don't know it, you'll get lost.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be easy to get around, but lots of curvy streets.
No, absolutely. Beautiful streets. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it was, interesting. I hadn't been here in a while. I used to get here quite a bit. But really love the town of Lafayette, and the people are so friendly. So what can we expect at today's grand opening?
Yeah, so you know, we love to have these events. My team knows I love a good party, and so we kind of kicked off just a little while ago. We've got people already arriving. We've got a little light breakfast for people to enjoy while we're doing a couple of interviews and showing some tours of this new space and everything.
Which, by the way, is at 318 Gilbo Road. We forgot to mention that in the opening.
Yes,
I apologize.
Yes. Yeah, and Gilbo right off of Johnston Street.
You're
so
right.
It's a real convenient location. We're going to start the actual ribbon cutting around 11:30 this morning. We'll have a few speakers, including some of our providers that are working here, and then actually provide a few more tours, and we'll have lunch for people too. So we encourage everybody to come by, check out our location, get a little bit of food, and meet our people.
So tell us a little bit about Primary Care Plus. Y'all have a very interesting mission and vision statement. It's different from most, and I have actually talked to patients that have visited other facilities, and y'all stay true to the mission.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our goal when we were setting all this up was to provide an alternative type of care to people. We wanted people to really form a relationship with their primary care physicians, get to know them, but then also have the PCP get to know them. So we designed our entire model around having that time to actually talk with your doctor, address any of the issues that you have, and not feel like you're just a number.
Yeah. And time, that's interesting, right? I mean, a lot of models today, if you're not seeing 20, 30, 40 patients a day, you're not clicking.
It's tough to make it for
yeah.
some doctors. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, one little tagline we always use is quality, not quantity, is what is important to us. And we share that with our patients. But even our physicians and our nurse practitioners who work with us really appreciate that they have the time to talk with the patient and actually learn about them and not feel like they're, you know, on a hamster wheel. Just running to see as many patients as they possibly can. And it's really obvious the patients that come to see us really, really appreciate that.
One of the things that we've never talked about before, I don't believe, is, and I was reading through your materials last evening, and it occurred to me, now with your footprint, you have 12 locations, right?
Yeah, 12.
Started the first one in East Baton Rouge in 2011. So if you're traveling throughout Southeast Louisiana, and, you know, you're part of this program with Primary Care Plus, and something happens in Baton Rouge, but you live in Lafayette, you got some place to go that's going to...
Absolutely. Yeah, you can pop in for sure. And we've got access to all of your medical information. We're actually also connected to a lot of the other systems across Louisiana. So we've got information if you've had to go to the hospital, if you've had to go to the ER. But yeah, we encourage people, if you're traveling or if you're staying with a family member, maybe who's out here in Lafayette, up in our Slidell location or our Hammond location, you know, give us a call and we'll definitely get you in. Because one thing we do too, we always leave room in our schedules for those urgent, emergent type appointments. You should not have to wait to see your primary care physician.
Which is beautiful when you think about the quantity of people that have upper respiratory issues in Southeast yeah. Louisiana, right?
Absolutely. Well, and this time of year, too.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you may have forgotten that little bottle of medication at home, and I need to get something here. This is going to be a miserable visit with Auntie whoever, right?
Right, right. Well, you know, I hear this all the time from people where, you know, they come down with a cold. Maybe they think they have the flu. They call their doctor, and then their doctor says, go to urgent care. Well, urgent care doesn't know you. You know, your doctor knows you. So you really should be able to see someone in your own clinic system.
So what we touched briefly on services provided by Primary Care Plus. Outline some of the others.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, our core is primary care. But that also includes really coordination of all your care. So a lot of our patients do have multiple chronic medical problems, things like diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease. And so we try to coordinate all that care for you. And we can't do it all. We don't pretend we can do it all. But when we send you to a specialist, we want you back. So what we do often is we will form relationships with these specialists in the area. We're doing a lot of that right now here in Lafayette, so that they know we want the information back so we can help make sure you're adhering to that plan of care that they've developed as well.
Well, the follow-up care sometimes is every bit as important as the original care that's provided and necessary, and probably more efficiently and effectively delivered by the primary care physician.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and also that is...
Maybe you can't say that, but I will.
Thank you. Yeah, I think, and the other thing we see is that's also where mistakes happen. So, you know, when you do go to another doctor, another facility, if your doctor's not getting all that information, that is where there's a potential problem, because they may not know that a new medication was started, and that other facility may not realize that you're already on something that could interact. And so that's why communication for us is really key throughout the community and throughout the physician community as well.
So in the end, what are some of the most important factors that set Primary Care Plus apart from all others?
Yeah, I think probably the number one for me is the amount of time, you know, that you have with your patients. And I mentioned it before, but it's really critical. You know, having been in private practice and worked in a couple of different settings, what always frustrated me as a PCP was being on the clock, mm-hmm. and, you know, having to run out of the room to go see another patient. And I was one of those people who, you know, finished clinic at 7 o'clock at night because I wanted to spend more time. And so we look for providers that want to form that relationship and actually talk with you. So that is really probably the number one difference between us and a lot of the other local systems.
You know, when you talk to a lot of young doctors, I think that's one of the things that frustrates them the most. They, you know, when they come out of their rotations, they come out of their programs in the aftermath of medical school. It's, you know, I've had a number of conversations with them, and I said, we just don't have enough time.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's unfortunate. You're very idealistic when you go to medical school and do your residency, and you think it's going to be a certain way when you get out, and quite often it's not. And, you know, one thing we have done here that has really been fantastic, we've created a graduate medical education program.
Oh, awesome.
So we actually have students and residents who work with us, and they learn about value-based care, which is not something you may learn about in some of the big hospital-based rotations. And because of that, we've actually gotten quite a number of new physicians that are just coming out that want to practice this way. They want to really enjoy what they're doing and not get burnt out after a couple of years.
Oh, absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How do y'all go about? I mean, every patient that walks in is different, got different challenges, prioritizing all of this. I mean, because a lot of what's missed is right there, initial assessment, getting the information from the patient, what's necessary, so forth, so on.
Yeah, one other area that I think kind of defines us is we have a wonderful wellness program, and it's actually run by one of my senior leaders, and she's actually a nurse practitioner in one of our Baton Rouge clinics as well, Cynthia Tillman. She actually runs this wonderful program where every year we reach out to our patients and we try to encourage them to come in for what we call a comprehensive wellness assessment, and it really is that. It is a head-to-toe evaluation of everything that's going on with you. We schedule that for an hour, sometimes longer, and we actually tease out everything that's going on with you, with your family. We do a lot of health screenings. We make sure you've gotten all of your cancer screenings done and your vaccinations done. But it also sets the stage for the next 12 months because we then have a plan of care. We know your diagnoses. We know what you need to be doing.
Absolutely. You're in 12 different locations now. I think you guys have plans to expand even further and maybe even outside the state of Louisiana, which would be good as well.
Yeah. We're looking, and I'll tell you what kind of is the key for us is where is there a need. We don't need to be everywhere. We don't need to be in locations where, you know, the area is saturated. If there's healthcare available, then maybe we can go a different place. What is really important to me, though, is finding communities that are having difficulty accessing doctors. And we've got a lot of those in Louisiana. So
yeah,
really there's an infinite possibility for expansion. And that's really our commitment to making people healthier here in our state.
So obviously, if this has piqued someone's curiosity and interest, where would they go to hook up with Primary Care Plus?
Yeah, the easiest place to go is our website. It's primarycareplus.com. You've got a ton of information on there about the services we provide. You can see profiles on all of our providers. And there's even a Schedule Me Now button. You can just click on that. Somebody's going to reach right out to you, usually same day or the next day, and try to get you set up.
And also, there's a phone number they can call, 1-800-978-9371. And obviously, at primarycareplus.com, they can also find out more about all of the services that y'all provide as well, right?
Yeah. We've got a lot of information on there about some of our clinical programs, and in particular, some of our care management programs to help you. And especially, even if you're in a situation where maybe you're having difficulty getting out of your home, we may be able to help with that. We may be able to help you in your home or maybe help you get into the clinic, because that's critical. You've got to be talking with your primary care physician.
This is, I don't know, my third, my fourth, maybe my fifth. I'm not sure. But I wanted to find out about the prescription of the happy pill, because in each and every one of these locations, everybody's smiling and everybody's happy. I mean, it's phenomenal.
Absolutely.
It's like,
yeah,
I don't know what prescription they're on, but I want to get on that prescription.
Yeah, I have a really wonderful team. You know, they are so supportive of each other. And I think really what it is everybody, they believe in this model, and they really feel like they're doing something good for the communities that we work in. So, you know, if you love what you're doing, you smile about it.
Even Dr. B, I ran into him yesterday in the lobby of the hotel, and he had a big smile. Hey, no light, a big smile on his face, and interacting with some of his staff members. It's just, you know, You know what I mean. It's good to see that, right?
It's a family. I mean, we really are. We're very close. We love what we do. Yeah. They can tell if I'm not smiling, something's going on.
So they turn and walk the other way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They go the other direction.
Final thoughts, Dr. B?
No, I'm just really, like I said, excited about this Lafayette grand opening. I'm excited to be in this area. Like I said, I've got family over here, so it's a good excuse to come and visit.
Right.
So I encourage everybody, you know, if you're listening, come on down to 318 Gilbo, you know, grab a little food and enjoy the party.
Yeah, a beautiful facility as well. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, this turned out really fantastic.
Yeah, it did.
You know, one other thing I wanted to mention, we in this location, and we're trying to do this in a couple of locations, we've got a multi-purpose facility, so we're going to be providing education, hopefully some arts and crafts classes, and a lot of things for the community to come enjoy.
You guys have been great corporate partners in that way, and I understand that a lot of the classes, we talk about them on my show, and are filled up more often than not, and people really enjoy the presentation, and you know, make it lighthearted with some other offerings as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's you know, the education is very important to teach people to be advocates for their own health, but you can have fun doing it.
Yeah.
And also there's a really neat component of socialization. You know, if you're at home by yourself, it's good sometimes to get out and actually talk with people maybe that are going through some of the same things you are. So it's a nice kind of community center.
But folks, I'll tell you, they're a little sneaky every now and again, because I was talking about one that they have coming up on Halloween Day. They're talking about diabetes and with all that Halloween candy sitting around you.
Healthy snacks, healthy snacks, yeah, fruits and nuts.
Yeah. I don't know that you get many of those as you're trick-or-treating, Doc.
Yeah,
nice
know,
try.
That is a tough one, I know.
Absolutely. Dr. Brent Wallace, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time, your insight, and thank you for having us on this tour with you guys again. We always have a good time.
Yeah, thanks, Noel. We always love it.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, as someone said on the text line, we welcome to the land of Boudin. Yep, it's no better than right here for sure. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.